What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not gonna be a podcast. It's gonna be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Angus McLeod, welcome to How to Not Comedy.
Thanks for having me.
Cheers for coming on, mate.
Yeah. Cheers. Appreciate it. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, that's good. Oh, I needed that. I've been at the beach today.
Kite surfing or just...
No.
Been just a cool guy.
It's been a cool guy. Just going for a dip with the missus.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. That's been good. How's Newcastle treating you, man?
Yeah, really good.
Your first time here or...?
Yeah, first time.
And yeah?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's beautiful. And then you head in a bit and...
Yeah, the locals.
No, it's great. Walked around to like the lighthouse yesterday. Yeah. Beautiful area. Yeah,
it's a good spot. You had a fucking great set on Tuesday.
Cheers. You
killed it. Killed it on Tuesday at the open mic. It's a pity you couldn't make it to Wednesday.
What was the Wednesday?
It was a Stag and Hunter in Mayfield.
Oh yeah, yeah.
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 Free for all open mic.
Yeah, yeah. So I didn't realise it was sort of sign up on the night. I was with some mates, but we don't really do the sign up on the night in Brisbane.
Everything's pre-booked.
Yeah,
is
everything's pretty much pre-booked. But I do like the sign up on the night. That sounds like a bit of fun.
You've got to have one. Every town's got to have one.
Yeah.
The sign up on the night. Everyone gets on, and it's just if there's too many people, you just do less time.
Yeah. Okay.
But because Newcastle doesn't have that many comics.
Yeah.
Generally all the open mics were signed up on the night, and then when COVID happened, people started coming up from Sydney.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to get out of there, trying to get gigs.
Yeah, right.
And then that made it go to sign up on the night, because one night we had like 20 or 30 comics on. It was fucking crazy. So we had to go to sign up. So yeah, I imagine it'd be the same up in Brizzy. Just too many people trying to get on.
Yeah, that's pretty much why it just needs to be. There's usually on the open mics, there's a fair few people getting on. Like I know, 10 the other night here. It's about the same in Brisbane. And then just depending on how long they've been doing it, and just delegating how many minutes, like 5 to 10 usually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 5's probably the magic number for open mics, I'd say.
Oh, yeah, for fresh starters, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll fucking bell them at 3, though. I'm pretty sure there's some recordings of people being like, watching it back, I'm like, so I've only been on stage 3 minutes, and Mitch is already belling me. It's like, yeah, you're bombing, cunt.
Was that a joke that you made, that you can just turn your implant off?
Sorry?
Was that a joke that you made, that you can just turn it off for fucking open mic?
Oh, yeah, I've been thinking of doing, like, a joke like that, or some sort of crowd work where I sort of just go, like, have you not been listening? Like, and ask a question and then just go, like, don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't know. There's a fair bit of material that I'm still going to get into.
Yeah, there's plenty more gold in that mine.
Yeah, like, I know there's a joke, like, just a lot of deaf people, like, have sort of told me that they say it. It's like, oh, you're not worth the batteries. Like, if somebody's chatting or something, like, just shut up.
It'd be great in relationships.
That's what I sort of thought. Like, I thought it'd be funny, or, like, I don't know, even just somebody that you don't care about talking, but you need to... still know your cues where you need to go like, or just be like, yeah, that's wrong, or like whatever your response is, you need to know when you jump in, so you can sometimes make it worse.
Exactly. It's like you cut them off in mid sentence. You're like, interesting.
Done.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I've been trying to think of a joke like that where I'm just going along with the conversation, how it appears to be going, and then I've just said, like, somebody's just told me that their dad's died or something.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
I just go, that's good to hear.
That is cool, man. I think it's cool that you can make jokes about it and...
Yeah. Oh, well...
That's comedy. Turn tragedy into fucking funny.
Yeah, you sort of got it. Well, yeah. It's a bit more fun that way.
Yeah.
Fucking oath.
You'd have to really trust your barber, too, with cochlear implants.
Or I take them off.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but yeah, trust them. And then, yeah, actually, so true. Whenever they, like, suggest something, I'm just like, yeah. Mm. And just pretend, like, it's their job. Surely they're good enough. But yeah.
You'd say that.
Mm.
So yeah.
We've all had fucked haircuts.
Yeah.
I used to race go-karts against a kid that had cochlear implants.
Yeah.
And fuck, he was a menace on the go-kart track because he'd turn them off when he's racing.
Oh, dead set.
Yeah, so he wouldn't know when you're beside him or whatever because he's deaf.
Yeah, yeah.
So he just fucking comes straight across, ram into you, and just like, what are you doing, cunt?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's right, he doesn't know I'm here. Yeah, like, you can't hear me at all.
Oh, I can't believe he was allowed to do that, to be honest. That's sort of so dangerous.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, also... Yeah, you'd just be in your one, like, I'm only driving this way, everyone else get out of the way.
Yeah.
You'd probably, yeah. Interesting.
Can you like, wirelessly play music and shit for them?
Yeah, yeah, I listen to music all the time.
Yeah.
Podcasts, Bluetooth straight to my phone. I'm working on a joke there.
Yeah.
Some sort of cyborg.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now all you need is someone else to punch you, lose an eye, get a new eye. You fucking proper cyborg.
Terminator.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. So, we're saying, I don't know if we caught it at the start, but you're assaulted in Brisbane.
Yeah.
Was it like cowed punch?
No, it was sort of, I was basically, just trying to break up a fight. Mm. This dude, pushed over a girl, and then the boyfriend and him were sort of getting into it. And I was,
you just
sort
in.
Of like, hold back. He was like with this other girl, and I was like, oh. Tried to stop them from sort of getting into it, and then he just kind of tackled me and I just hit my head on the ground.
Yeah, just fucking... Yeah. Is it, like, profound? Like, is it, like, a ringing sound? Like, is that all you can hear?
I got some tinnitus or, like, tinnitus. Some people call it different things, but it's not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically like a little hum, just like a... you get used to it. It's like putting on a sock in the morning. Like, you only feel it when it's... When you like feel like looking at it,
I get you.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
So yeah, that's not too bad. And when I got the implants, it made it so much better, dulled it a bit. Yeah,
yeah.
I know some people. Well, I reckon it's a bit easier if you hear nothing else. Like when you just hear the tinnitus, I reckon it's bad. Oh, it could be like maybe worse for people who can hear a bit and still hear that.
That's what I've got in my ear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like...
You're deaf in one ear, aren't you?
Yeah, about 70%.
Yeah.
So that ear is like constantly always ringing.
Mm.
And then sometimes it'll get really bad where it's like a gunshot goes off. It'll be like, I'll just be sitting here and all of a sudden it'll be like a flashbang goes off and I'll just like... Boo!
Yeah. Is it worse when you're hungover? Yeah.
No, I haven't noticed anything like that. Yeah. It's just some days just feels... Yeah, it's fucked. Like,
oh, good. Yeah. You still drink.
But it's good in the fact that I can fucking roll over and put my good ear down and I'm like completely dead to the world.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Sleep well.
Yeah, yeah, sleep. Yeah. Too bad if someone breaks in, though.
Mm.
Yeah. You don't wake up until they're already fucking you. And by that point, you're like, oh, well, might as well let him finish. Didn't want him to travel all this way for nothing.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Good to know that's your plan.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. You fuck him, and then hopefully he gets tired and needs a nap, and then you can make your escape. That's my plan if someone breaks into my house.
Cool. Yeah. I thought your plan was to chop him up with your fucking samurai sword.
No, I wait till he falls asleep, then I do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Look at me, man. I'm not lying.
So you're saying the dude breaks into your house and then falls asleep in your house?
After he fucks
After I fuck him. He's
going to be tucked out.
Okay. He's going to be all tucked out. It's a lot of work throwing me around.
Fucking hell. Are you in a... Did I hear this correctly that you were here for, like, some sort of sports or something that you're doing?
Yeah, so Newcastle hosted Australian Deaf Games this year. So I just started learning Auslan, which is like Australian Sign Language, last year.
Yeah.
And then, was sort of keen to just use it a bit, play some basketball.
How do you say the N-word in sign language?
He's like, just hold my beer.
Hold my beer. Yeah. No, that's sick. So you're doing basketball?
You So you just signed up for basketball?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the New South Wales and Vic teams, so I think they haven't done it for a while because there's not like a whole lot of interest basketball-wise. I know the netball goes off. They've got a couple of other sports. But, yeah, I was just like, oh, come down. I knew Newcastle had the comedy club, was keen to do some gigs here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. We've had a good week. We've had a really good week of comedy this week. Tuesday fucking went off.
Yeah. Did you catch any Will shows when he was in?
Yeah, yeah. I came yesterday beforehand. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, the Friday show went off. It was one of the better ones.
Yeah, he had the crowd, yeah, in stitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very fucking cool that he can just improv like an hour. Or he did two the first one. He did 2 hours on the first show back. He was like, I'm a bit rusty. And then he just kept fucking going.
Yeah.
For like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like, when's he going to wrap this up? It's like, nah. Because he says at the start, it's like, you'll get 70 minutes worth of quality material no matter how long it takes. And he really stuck to that.
He's a man of his word.
He is, yeah.
Yeah. You, yeah. Was it just this week he was doing? Just sort of trial shows and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does like that improv show, and then I think he gets stuff from that, and then he builds like an hour out of that for his whatever he's going to tour with.
Yeah.
He's like working on material, which is a cool way to do it.
It's how I've been trying to write recently. Just going up on the Tuesday.
Yep.
Not really having a plan. Just doing crowd work, improving.
Yeah.
Went well on Tuesday.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Do you reckon it works? Or do you reckon it's funnier because it's, like, in the moment? There's, like, the improvised part to it.
You know my bank bit? You heard it last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. That came off the back of a rant up here. I just had a bad day at work and got up and just did, like, 5 minutes on just roasting fucking people that... at work that I have to deal with or whatever.
Yeah.
And then that just got me like a solid 5 minutes off the back of it. So I was like, oh shit, there's something to that. Having a premise and then just going up and swinging for the fences.
Mm.
And I've gotten a couple of new bits out of the crowd work stuff as well. But I'm also trying to improve. That's my goal for this year, is improve my crowd work.
Yeah.
And just being my... better on my toes and more comfortable interacting with the crowd. And now I'll use it to introduce bits. Like, it's, I don't know if you saw my set last night, but like, I'll pick a guy out of the crowd and be like, fuck, ooh, this handsome devil.
Yeah, that was...
There's a hot dude with a moustache in the front row.
I wasn't sure if that was prepped.
Yeah,
like, the moustache was so good.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Yeah, so working on doing that, and like, it helps so much, just bringing the crowd in to my level, because I've got pretty fucked jokes.
Mm.
Definitely. If they're not with me, it goes bad.
Yeah,
bad. Yeah. So I've probably got half an hour of probably solid material now. Probably look at doing longer shows and trying to do that, but it's just fucking hard, you know? Like, getting onto shows, like, to do half an hour, it's no one's fucking booking you for half an hour.
No, not unless you're doing, like, a split bill at a Fringe or something
exactly.
That you could do.
Yeah.
Have you done anything like that? Done any Fringe shows?
No.
How long have you been doing? You said, like, 3 years or something?
Yeah, three years.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Pretty good for 3 years.
Cheers.
Very good for 3 years.
It's good to have a topic to write on, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it helps.
I had good material prior, and like, I'll still use that.
Wait, you were doing comedy prior to...
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I didn't realise.
Yeah, this is only like end of 2022.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So that's pretty very recent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, so 2 years prior, I was probably maybe average for... 8 months, pretty bad those first couple of months. And then, yeah, you eventually sort of, figure out what the crowd's like.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's so crazy. I didn't realize at all that like you'd been doing comedy before. That's like a Sam Kinison kind of thing. Like, have you heard about that dude?
No.
He was like a preacher, and then he got hit by a car, and then like had a brain fucking thing, and now, well, he's dead now, but like became one of the best fucking comedians. Just completely like changed his worldview.
Yeah, I've heard of somebody else like that. Rose Anbar or something.
Oh, really?
When she was a kid.
Yeah.
She had some. Was she sick?
Well, I think heard she got hit by a car as well.
Yeah, it might have been that. Yeah.
Maybe.
Fuck, man. Maybe I might get hit by a car. I fuck it. The insurance will pay out well.
There's a lot of people at the open mic that need to be hit by a car.
Yeah, dude. Sounds I'll start like paying for comedians to go to drag races and like pay them to run across the track. See if you can make it to the other side. If you lose, you're still funny. Like, so it's a win-win.
You want to go somewhere like in Honeysuckle where it's like 40k an hour zone.
Yeah,
school zone or something.
Yeah, it seems pretty risky.
It's not going to kill you, but you might get funnier.
Yeah. Dave, I hit him up the other night because he had a decent set on Wednesday. Like, he's getting better. I was like, here's a challenge, man. I said, half your set, but keep the same amount of jokes.
The time?
Yeah.
Oh, cut it down.
Like, cut down your time, but keep the same amount of jokes and see if you can do it.
Because
I think his problem at the moment is he's a little bit too wordy.
Mm.
That's a big thing when you start out. You use too many words in your jokes.
Mm.
Like that idea of, oh, I've got to give the context or whatever.
Yeah. Like, it means nothing. I remember seeing one comedian who's like just starting out as well, and he just did all one-liners pretty much for 5 minutes. And I was like, oh, you don't need to really like make the premise clear enough so that like if you're a good enough comedian, the crowd and you should be on the same page pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That come along. And like you'll be surprised how much the crowd picks up as well and sort of gets stuff. You're like, oh, maybe they won't, but they usually do. And if they don't, well, then that's a great place to start to then start adding more words back in and adding context and be like, all right, well, if I'm adding context, can I add another joke? Can I make a joke to explain the joke?
Like,
Yeah,
just know where the biggest punchline lands, like, at the end.
Yeah.
And then just build to that.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, use the tension to make it bigger. I reckon that's one of the most fun parts, when you know where it goes and you know that it's good and you can sort of make them wonder where it's going, make them feel, like, a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah. That left turn at the end is always good.
Which is, what I liked about your joke, just, like, simply your dad dying and just going, like, dead serious.
The joke was, it's my dad's birthday today. Everyone's like, cheered. And then I'm like, he's dead. And they're like, oh, I'm like dead serious about enjoying a beer on his birthday. And everyone's like, yay. I'm like, and also he died 5 years ago of cancer. She's like, oh, fuck. It was so much fun, man.
Yeah, you had them going.
Yeah, that was fun. And then I just laughed at them. I just laughed in their face.
Reminds me of that Simpsons bit where they drag Bart in to the bedroom.
Dead. Yeah.
That's right, dead serious about going to Krusty Land.
I was thinking about doing it last night, but I was like, no, Will Anderson's here.
I like, the way you start, like, where you talk to the crowd, like, that's ideal. I reckon talking to the crowd in some way early on is good.
Yeah. The fucking stars aligned last night, because not only did I have that dude in the front row, he was also a concreter.
Oh, yeah.
See the one with the mustache?
Yeah.
Fun. Yeah.
So I'm doing the bits on tradies.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, fuck, I'm a concreter. I'm like, you a concreter? I was like, fucking lucky you're pretty, man. It's like, got a laugh and then, like, went into my bit. It was fucking good. I was like, man, that's... Yeah, got off stage feeling like $1 million and then Yeah. Yeah, it was fucking good. And then, yeah, it was a hard act to follow, apparently, as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It is funny to see people come from, like, Sydney and Melbourne doing a certain type of material that isn't, like, the Newcastle crowds are just, like, I don't know, they don't have much time and space for, like, shit that's just, like, not really funny.
Mm.
You have to be, like, fucking dead on with your punchlines and shit. Any sort of, like alternative comedy, I'd call it, you know. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like alt comedy, where people are just, like, a bit wacky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think, oh, Brisbane's got a fair bit of that. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Or just, there's a lot of different styles in Brisbane. It's always, like, fun to even just, like, stick around at a gig and watch because, there's so many different types of comedy.
Mm.
Like, there's some people just, like, talking about themselves. There's some people who are doing, like, character comedy where they're sort of, like, I'd say some of my stuff is character comedy where I'm just being, like, satirical.
Yeah.
Where I'm sort of just going, like, this is more just easy to laugh at, funny to laugh at, rather than it needing to be, like, my truth, because just talking is sometimes not very funny. Like, if I actually just talk about what I find funny, then everyone's just going to be like, when are the jokes?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, that's why, like, yeah, you have to write a punchline.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I appreciate about the set that I saw you do here on Tuesday and the other day, was that it was very, like, well-written. Just, like, here's the setup, and here's the punchline, and they kind of don't really see it coming.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, like, here it is.
Yeah.
Very fucking simple. Just setup, punchline.
Yeah.
Again.
And word economy.
Yes.
That's the big one.
Yeah.
Like, yep.
That's... If you're struggling and you're not doing very well, then try using less words.
Mm.
As fucking counterproductive as that sounds, using less words.
Yeah, and it's kind of, it's so annoying when you're trying to build up to a show because it's word economy is just not what you're trying to do if you're trying to hit that, like, 50-minute mark or whatever. But you just have to, if you, like, want to be honest, like an honest comedian, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can't just go, oh, I need to fill the time with nonsense.
Mm.
Well, it's going to be a shitty show, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
going
to be 50 minutes of, like, like half an hour of waffling and maybe 15 minutes of good jokes in it.
Yeah. And also, even with some of my things, like, I'm doing rule of three, one, two, three, usually the third one's my, what I think is the best joke.
Mm.
What it means is that even if the first two don't do too well, they're getting an idea of, like, where it's going.
Yeah.
And then I can at least rely on the final one to go, okay, sweet, you've laughed at least once.
Mm.
And then that's why the word economy is good, because you can go with timing. As soon as, like, you finish your joke, you just jump straight into the next one if they're not laughing.
Mm. Yeah.
And then you just go again.
Yeah. The new boat joke that I'm doing, like, the three jokes where I'm talking about, like, my hometown and stuff like that, they're not necessarily, like, huge pops from the crowd.
Yeah.
But they're funny enough that I can put them in there, but they're also setting up for my closer.
Yeah.
So, like, talking about my neighbour burning his boat down, and it's like, everyone's like, oh, yeah, that's pretty funny, like, and then I make it funny in the way I describe it or whatever, and then we circle back and we're talking about, like, my neighbour calling in and calling me names.
Yeah.
And then, like, right at the end, it's like, how's the boat, dickhead? And it's like, and it just fucking, it all just comes together and everyone's like, oh, fuck, I see what he did there. It's like, call back and then, like, yeah, oh, sweet.
Those jokes are just so good.
Like, they're so much fun.
You see it with, like, the pros where they're doing it at the, like, start and then they link back to the first joke or whatever and it's just like, oh, so clever.
Yeah, yeah.
I reckon sometimes with the word economy, for sure, you can shorten down a joke, but you can also, like, expand on it more.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Yeah. There's always, like, there's give and take in everything. And I think if you're, it's like, yeah, word economy, like, taking away, I'm not saying take away punchlines, but, like, if you're adding in a punchline or tag, a big one, so shorter the tag usually, the better.
Yeah.
Like, one sentence, like three or four words, just like to, and they're only supposed to be there to like, oh, yep, sweet, just like an added little chuckle or like something. Yeah. You take a sip of your drink, you sort of play it off like you just thought of it or whatever, like those sort of little tricks as well. Just trying to make yourself look as natural and conversational with people.
Yeah.
That's why it's a good idea. Like, starting a set with crowd work can be good. Because it makes you more conversational and it brings people on your level.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been doing comedy?
What, 5 years or something?
Yeah, I think five years. I started when I was 27, I think.
Yeah.
32 now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
we started about the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, three months apart.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
Oh, that was bad. That was some fucking... Yeah.
Yeah, it took me 2 years to fucking sort of get good. Like, not even good, like passable.
You would go on bombing streaks.
Yeah, yeah. Big time, like months. In a row.
Yeah, still stuck with it.
Yeah.
It's paying off.
Well, it was literally I had nothing else to do, but that'll kill myself. It's like depression, man. Like, you just like, I had to, Tanya just fucking driving me to gigs because I was heavily sedated at the time. Mm. So couldn't drive, couldn't use a vehicle. So she just fucking drive me into these gigs, fill me up with liquor, send me on stage. Watch me bomb, drive me home.
Feel better? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of. Oh, man.
Yeah. Even the feeling of getting up, even if you're bombing, it's still better. It's still great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. I don't care if I bomb anymore.
After a while, it's just kind of funny if you do.
Yeah. They're always good stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't really remember them, to be honest. Like, I don't remember really bad bombs.
Oh, I do. I've got bombs where I've shut rooms down. Like,
yeah.
I've got bombs where I've had to walk a family of four.
Yeah.
Like, a mother and her two kids out for a fucking three kids.
Yeah.
Ages 5 to 11. I'm up there telling dick jokes.
Actually, that reminds me. A girl came to the bar last night and she's like, "How'd you go opening for Akmal? How's that?" I was like, "Yeah, not great."
I'll do a gig here.
Yeah, Ethan opened for him.
Yeah, opened for him over at
the Wicker?
The Exchange or something in Hamilton. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was fucking rough, dude.
Why the fuck didn't he do a gig here?
I don't know.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Like, you've got a dedicated comedy club and you're like, nah, fuck it, I'll go to a pub.
Yeah, but it was like they have a proper set up stage room and all that shit. Like, it was pretty good production.
Okay.
But yeah, the crowd was fucked.
Yeah.
Like, there was a good 15 minutes of back and forth between him and like this guy that was being a cunt, just heckling and talking and shit. Yeah, it was fucked. And like, they were talking at the start, like when I was doing my shit, but I was just like, I don't know whether to address this. Like, I'm just the opener. Like, do I fucking rip this guy a new one, or do I just do my time, just do what I'm here to do, and get the fuck out of here and leave it for him?
Yeah.
I was like, that's what I'm going to do.
How did Akmal go?
For the most part, really good. Yeah. Yeah. He's just been doing it for so fucking long, man. Like, it's just like breathing to him.
He's
like, here we go. Fucking smash another one out. But yeah, rough crowd.
Yeah.
And opening too. Like, they're there to see him.
Yeah. Like,
and I've heard it from other comics, like Elliot saying he's open for people. And he's just like, yeah, fucking sucks. They're all there to see the other person. And then you're up trying to fucking do your shit beforehand. It's rough. It's always rough.
I always treated it as a bonus. Whenever I went to see someone, like a comedian or whatever, and there was an opener, I was like, fuck yeah, I get to see two comedians. This is sick. Like, I paid for one, but now I get two.
Yeah.
But people aren't like that, mostly.
No, in general. They're just like, who the fuck is this cunt? Yeah. I came here to see this guy. I paid my money.
Yeah.
You're taking up his time.
Yeah.
Is the mentality.
Yeah.
It's like, get the fuck off. Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas it's like, it doesn't matter. Like, they're still, the guy you came to see is still going to do his show.
Yeah.
Opener or not. Yeah. It's not going to change. He's not going to do an extra 15 minutes because he doesn't have an opener.
No, but they don't know that.
No.
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 So, yeah. Yeah. It was good. It was a good experience.
Mm.
I'd call it like a 6 out of 10, that set.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't great, but like some stuff was landing. But it's just like an older crowd too.
Mm.
You know, sometimes that older crowd just isn't down for like any sexual content.
Mm.
And then you're fucked if like that's the majority of your jokes.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I don't have that. I'll go the Bogan angle, see if I can get him on that.
Yeah.
They didn't like that either.
It's fucking weird too, because usually Bogans will laugh at Bogan material.
Oh, they were laughing at the material, but they were like, we don't like you.
Yeah, okay.
So I was like, we'll laugh at the joke and then just straight back to dead silence. And I was like, fuck. It was like opening and then starting again, like after every joke. It was like, I'm not building any momentum whatsoever here.
Yeah.
Just fucking struggling.
Yeah, you get that. You get that feeling as well when you're doing your jokes, and you become acutely aware of the crowd just being quiet. They're just listening.
Mm.
And you're like, whoa, I hope this lands.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of that.
Yeah, this is wild.
Mm.
Have you ever tried to do a gig completely deaf? Just turn off.
Nah, that wouldn't even be fun.
Like, they're laughing, you start talking. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this dude?
Yeah. I had a joke about, like, mucking up the timing. But, yeah.
Yeah. Did it change? Did it change sound when you got your cochlear implant?
Yeah, it sounded a little bit different, like, to begin with, definitely. Yeah. So different.
You get used to it pretty quick, I'd imagine.
Your brain sort of, I think, yeah, my brain had been listening to the sounds for like 23 years prior, so has a pretty good idea of what it's meant to sound like. Eventually your brain just adjusts.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Did it fuck with your comedy or anything like that? Obviously the time off would
have. Yeah, so, initially it was like laughs kind of, it was just all the same sound. But now you can kind of pick where the laughter's coming from.
So, yeah, okay.
More depth.
Yeah.
So initially, imagine it's all just like hitting one wall, like at the same time. It's like hard to differentiate sounds.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot better now.
Yeah, that's the problem I have, is because I've only got one good ear, this ear is always working overtime. So it's just picking up everything.
Mm-hmm.
So the second, like, we're in a noisy area or whatever, I can immediately, I can't differentiate between the person talking to me and the person across the room.
Yeah.
They almost sound like they're next to each other.
Right.
Yeah.
Or if you get fucking Bradley out here, fucking whistling.
Oh, yeah.
He'll whistle, like, really loud. We stand there and he, like, on my right side, my good ear, and I'm super paranoid because if I lose this, I'm fucked. And you just like whistle crazy loud. I'm like, fucking hell, cunt. Like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, sorry. I'm like, fuck. Fucking cunt. Whistling in a closed in area. Piece of shit. If I'm not allowed to autistically scream, you're not allowed to whistle. That should be the rule.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Are you doing a spot tonight?
Nah.
Nah.
James just hit me up today to work.
Yeah, you just doing the bar.
Yeah, which is good. I'm not in the headspace to be doing fucking sets at the moment.
Yeah.
Elliot was like last Friday or something. He was like, you want a set? I was like, I'm not going to say no. But I had to fucking close. the show, and I was like, fuck. Better rein it in.
Mm.
It's good to like figure out that you can do a set even though you're fucking having a bit of a mental breakdown.
Just 7 minutes or?
Yeah, at the end, yeah. No, it was good.
Yeah,
it went well. I needed it.
Yeah.
I'm glad it went well. Fuck, if it had gone bad.
Dude. You've been toughing it out this week, like, few weeks, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's we won't get into what's going on the podcast, but yeah, Ethan's had a rough couple of weeks and he's fucking just still turning up, still turning up and doing well as well. You're not bombing.
Yeah, that's the sad part, isn't it?
Yeah, it is for some people. If you can turn up fucking all panicked and anxious and depressed and still do well, it's like, what's going on, motherfuckers?
Yeah.
Need to start writing.
Really want to get that new bit working, though. The Abraham bit.
Yeah.
About the world's first circumcision.
It's funny.
I think there's something there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. It was doing well on Tuesday.
Yeah, it was the first time I tried it. Then I tried it at the Stag on Wednesday as well.
Yeah.
Because I was like, if this is actually going to work, I wish the Stag was on before here, hey. Because then you could try stuff at the Stag.
And then...
That's a pretty good read.
Yeah.
Like, if you know, if it fucking works there, it's going to work anywhere, really. Apart from Sydney in a woke room. But it might not work there.
Oh, that joke's all right.
Yeah, that one's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they are anti-Jew, so... Have you seen that at the moment? What's going on?
No.
Fucking Harvard, the students at Harvard, they're supposed to be all woke and anti-racist, just surrounding a Jew. Fucking screaming shame at him.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oy vey.
Oy vey.
What did he do?
Yeah. Not to mention... it is rough to be... Shane Gillis said this as well, but it is rough to be a Jew at the moment. Like, you fucking... I'm trying to write a bit on it. They're off killing babies and building tunnels under New York. And you'd call me Hitler if I said that a year ago. But...
Yeah.
Now here we are.
I don't fucking follow any of that shit.
You should. They're your people.
Care. Yeah, but... What am I going to do about it?
Maybe you could go over there.
Start my own protest in the park at Newcastle.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I going to do?
Let's start an anti-Palestine march.
Fuck. Fight Jared in the street.
Oh, dude, I'd take that fight. Oh, easy. Yeah. Every day.
Yeah.
Every day of the week.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Wild. There was a... Well, is he an open mic comic? He doesn't get booked a lot. Anyway, comic here that's kind of like he was doing comedy for ages. Now he's sort of quit comedy to lead like Israel versus Palestine. And he's on the side of Palestine. And he's like going to all these rallies and speaking like at the rallies and shit. It's like you're using all the stuff that you learnt on stage here to like... you're doing stand-up at a rally, basically.
Yeah. Like,
cool, I can talk to people now. Which is fine. That's what you want to do.
Hell of a way to get pussy.
I just think, how long is it going to go? Like, you know how, like the Russia versus Ukraine thing and everyone changed their Facebook profiles and shit? Like, how long before that just peters out and the next thing comes along?
Not long.
And then it's like...
It's already starting to peter out.
Yeah. Like, but people... you've still made like 100 Facebook statuses saying like, I support this cause. And you're like, oh, I'm really backing this. I'm like, I'm really into it. And then it all just sort of goes away. And then in like a year or two's time, you're like, hey man, whatever happened to that thing? And they're like, oh, yeah, okay, I kind of got bored of it.
Yeah, it's like, they're still killing babies.
There's this other thing now that's more important. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, we're all about Africa now. He's just going to rallies in blackface.
Yeah, whatever bandwagon you can jump on.
Yeah. Anyway. You been on any bandwagons lately, Angus?
Bandwagon.
Yeah. You don't strike me as a bandwagon guy.
You'd be surprised.
Okay.
Brisbane Lions.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did well last year.
You going to dye your hair blue?
No.
Go any rallies?
Rallies? No. Or, depends. If it was... Good question. You a big rally guy?
Fuck no. I want to know what rally I would get behind, though.
What?
If they were going to ban KFC, I'd probably be on that one. Like, you'd see me at the front with the Colonel's suit, like... dressed like, fuck you, don't take my chicken. Doing that fucking fart sniffer face. One that they all do. Yep. They fucking open up a new Porto in Mayfield as well. You see that?
That's big news, mate.
Yeah, it's fucking big news.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking big fan of Oporto. I did bring some shit to talk about. I'm watching this show called Alone at the moment. Have you seen that on Netflix?
Yeah.
Dude.
They just dump them in the wild. And
took me all of like half an episode to start like talking shit about people.
I could
like,
fucking do that.
Oh, fucking idiot. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. I've watched it as well. I'm just going, geez, I'm that last year.
Oh, dude. You see the first season, the chick's off. She goes fishing. She's like, I'm going on a big fishing expedition. Fucking. She's like, I need to catch food. Goes off and like she's halfway there and then like a giant moose just like walks in front of her and she's like, I forgot my bow. So she just had her food there and she just watched it swim away. I was like, fucking dumb bitch.
Like, I would have had my bow.
I would have had my bow.
Says
I
the guy that left his fucking assault rifle in the bathroom when he was in the Air Force.
Yeah. Straight up. Like,
you wouldn't have had it.
I wouldn't have had it. I'd probably last 10 days. I'd give myself 10 days, nah, if
it's
that.
It's the same as fucking anything. Like, it's the same as obviously watching sport. If you're a sports fan, you like watch sport and you're like, fucking didn't make the conversion. Like, I could have fucking done that. Like, that sort of shit. It's like, come on, man. But then even cunts watching comedy, they'll be like, I could fucking do that. It's not hard. Mm. You just get up there and talk into the microphone. How hard could it be? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking hard.
Yeah. Yeah, you get the heckler up on stage.
Yeah.
You don't. Yeah, that's your golden rule. Never bring them on stage.
Never give them the mic.
Yeah. Fuck. Have you ever done that? You ever had a heckler, you brought him on stage?
No, I've never really. Do you guys get many hecklers?
Yeah.
Quite a few, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just because it's Newcastle. A lot of bogans.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I have been at a gig where there were hecklers for, like, the other comedians, like, towards the end of the night when they've, like, really gotten into their work and, had a few beers and it was just, like, didn't even make sense. But, like, I was in the first half, so I was pretty happy about that. I don't even think they were listening to the comedy. Maybe they were listening and then they were just, like, they just started chatting about, like, utes or something.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll get hecklers that'll just say garbage. Just utter garbage, where you're just like, that makes no fucking sense, right? Like, what are you talking about, cunt?
Mm.
Just like, yeah, made all these fucking neural connections, and they're just like, cats! Like, dude, we're talking about fishing. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember early days, I got heckled by a lesbian in the front row.
I remember that.
She said lead balloon. Lead and I didn't balloon. Know what that meant.
Nah.
She's like, it's going down like a lead balloon. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Fair call. It is.
That's right. It was Loz's friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was doing some stupid joke about how my partner, she used to work at a like an animal rescue place that dealt with like fish and stuff. So I was making some fucking dumb joke about how she come home smelling like fish.
Mm.
And then the lesbian didn't like that. Like, yeah, fair call. It was a shit joke.
Yeah.
It's open mic. What are you going to do? It sucks.
Yeah. Poor Loz. Bring in a friend and then the friend fucking heckles.
Yeah.
You're like, oh.
Well, whatever.
Yeah. She was.
It was early days and she was right.
Yeah, it's true.
It fucking sucked.
It's hard to argue when you've been doing comedy for 6 months.
Yeah.
And you're bombing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they were some fucking. If I went back in time and had to do those shows again, it'd be rough. Like, at the moment, we've got, like, a pretty, like, diverse scene. There's, like, a heap. Like, there's a big group of newcomers at the moment, probably, like, a year or so in. And then you've got, like, there's probably another group of comedians, sort of 3 to 5 years, that are also good. So, the open mic shows can be really diverse. You can have like a paid regular here at the club do a set, and then you can patch in 2-3 of the new guys who might go well, might not, it doesn't matter, and then you can have like another paid regular. So that's what we were trying last week at the Stag.
Yeah.
Because it was, there was a lot of like new guys who were just sort of, you know, they're early on, so it's hard to get the show rolling when they're the ones who turn up first, and all the paid regulars are just sort of trickling in from other shows in that night.
Mm.
It was rough when they were doing the roast battle here. You'd have like four comedians on in the first half, not go super well, and then you just get six paid regulars rolling for the second half, and you're like, you went from having like no time, like comedians like having to pad it out doing 7-10 minute sets to, oh fuck, now we got eight more comedians to roll through. But at least the comedians who roll through usually did well. The second half was usually pretty good. But yeah, we're pretty lucky. What's Brisbane like in that sense?
We don't have, it's all curated, so we don't have like people rocking up if they're not really booked.
Yeah.
So usually everyone who's booked has like a set time, usually like group chats made, and then times are sent out.
Are they selling tickets for those shows, or is it just that it's a bar show but it's curated?
There's some shows that are like ticketed but free.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, there's some shows that are ticketed that are still open mic.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they, and they're not paying?
No. But I'd need to double check if they're paid tickets. I feel like $5 or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Just to pay the MC or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough. $5 a ticket. No.
There's not much left in that budget.
No. No.
The open mics are still somewhat like curated. Like,
yeah.
Like it's not all just newbies. Mm. Like it's a spread.
Yeah. I don't necessarily disagree with that, because it does make a better show. And for the showrunner, if, especially with some pubs, they're like a week-to-week basis where it's like nothing's locked in. You might have a bad show and they just go, fuck it, we're not doing this again. Mm. So that sort of stress. That's what happened with The Star.
Yeah.
When we were doing that gig. The owner was just like,
started
out great.
There was people coming in to watch it, but then it just gradually numbers of crowd dropped.
Yeah.
And he was like, I can't afford to fucking keep doing this.
Yeah.
Which is fair. Like, it's a numbers game at the end of the day. Like, if you don't have enough people coming in to buy food and drinks to cover the cost of the show, there's no point in running the show.
Mm.
So they don't run it.
Yeah. But you've also got to invest in it.
Yeah.
You've got to, like, invest in it. Like, have posters. Like, social media posts. Like,
yeah, a lot of places sort of don't fucking they don't bother.
Yeah.
They don't do that shit.
Yeah. If you're running a show, you have to you have to be, because there's people who will turn up if they see a comedy show. Like, that's all they'll do. Like, they're like, fuck it. Comedy, I love comedy. I love watching stand-up. I'll go. But if they don't know about it, they won't turn up.
Yeah. My only gripe with it being only curated is that, like, if someone's starting out and they're new and they're like a Steve Lurch, who's, like, material is fucked, but, like, could get better.
Yeah.
And he was saying on the last pod, he's like, oh, I need to, like, work on that and, like, do some cleaner shit. Like, if it's just curated and, like, you're, like, chucking your name in and then it's like, oh, this guy's kind of fucked. Well, then how does he keep getting stage time to, like, figure it out when he's new?
Yeah.
Like, how do you get your foot in the door? You're just not gonna.
No.
Like, they're just going to be like, this guy's fucked.
I'd have been fucked.
Yeah.
I'd have been fucked.
We'd have both been fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I would have got a start if I'd started in, like, if it was just, like, curated shows.
Yeah.
People would be like, no, this guy's fucking retarded.
Yeah.
He says things like fucking retarded. He's not allowed on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Brisbane pretty woke? It doesn't strike me as particularly like that.
Oh, look, I reckon if you can like justify the joke, then you're fine.
Yeah.
I don't think. Yeah. So I reckon there's no, like maybe there's woke crowds, but like I don't think woke people generally go to comedy.
Yeah, that's
or true. Queensland.
Yeah, Queensland.
Like, Queensland's a different fucking breed.
Yeah, you guys are tarred with the same brush as Newcastle. It's like, yeah, people from Sydney are like, oh, Newcastle's like fucked and they're a bit backwards. We get that a lot from them, but from where we are, we've heard that like Brisbane and fucking that can be like pretty rough, especially at the open mics and shit. Yeah, got a lot of fucking bogans getting around.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's true or not, because I haven't fucking been there.
I want to go to fucking Mackay, North Queensland, do shows in Townsville and stuff.
Yeah, I've heard Cairns is pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Cairns, have you ever been to Cairns?
No, I don't think so. Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, I went there.
Oh, yeah, I have actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Did a wheelbarrow race.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
were you in the barrow or were you pushing?
No, you have to push it. It was like 140Ks with like a team of 10 and we raised money for charity.
Holy Jesus fuck. I wouldn't do it. I don't care how many lives it saves. Too much exercise. Yeah,
if you break it up, well, it's 14Ks each.
Well, yeah, that's true. You each like roll in for a K, but you're walking next to it.
You run.
So the whole team's running?
Yeah, and then you like jump out of the bus and switch over and grab it and then keep going.
Wait, there's a bus, so you're not.
Yeah, you're following. You're following the person behind.
Right.
Ah. So that's the not person. Too bad.
It's more like it'd be like 400 meter pace, like if you're running around like a 400 meter track.
Yeah, okay, so you do 400 metres at a time. So you kind of...
We wouldn't do 400 metres, but that's the sort of pace. Like, you're probably just sprinting, to be honest. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. Knackering.
Yeah, I fucking bet. At the end of the day, you're running 14Ks. Like, that's fucking wild. I went there for a like a work thing. So, like, we went to Cairns and went and stayed at this backpackers. And they got me fucked up on the bus. Like, and then I just woke up in a toilet in the shopping centre in Cairns.
Whoa.
Yeah. Just could hear these two fellas out there having an argument in the bathroom. Just woke up. I was like, where the fuck am I? I'm like, what? Like, just was just like, holy fuck. Like, this is a problem. Like, I'm lost. My phone was smashed. Like, yeah, just like. Managed to, like, there was just, like, you know when you're blackout drunk but you get flashes, like, of consciousness? It was just that. And I was like, oh, I recognize that, and I recognize that.
I don't think I've ever been that drunk, hey.
I was fucking hammered, man.
Yeah. I always throw up beforehand.
Yeah, I did.
I was like, nah, we're not fucking doing this.
I was fucking... it was ridiculous. We're on a bus in North Queensland and I was in a fishnet fucking top and a dress.
Oh, hello.
And we just pulled into this pub and I walked in and like this dude in cowboy hats and shit and they just looked at me like, what the fuck, cunt? I just walked up to the bar, grabbed a schooner. Just, how you going, fellas? Like, work trip? Yeah.
Yeah, they've seen it before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably. But it was fucking wild. And then there was this dude we were with. He was hung and had a fucking big dick. Just, so he's in the dress, didn't wear any underpants because he's got a big dick. Like, fuck it. Just walking up to backpackers and, like, putting his leg up on chairs and just, like, having his cock hanging down in front of him. Just like, hey, ladies. Like, couldn't get away with that nowadays.
No, probably not. Maybe... out west.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Yeah, it was all backpackers. Just giggling. Giggling top of his dick. Just like all right. You working on any bits?
Well, that one I did on last Tuesday. Yeah. That's pretty much my focus at the moment.
Yeah.
Try and get that going. Yeah, no, I don't really have anything else at the moment.
Yeah. I'm didn't warn you about this. We'd talk about like bits that you're working on, like brand new stuff that maybe haven't even been performed. Trying to write a bit on like came from crowd work last week here.
Yeah.
Just like young people who are like they're fucking, but they're not in relationships. Just being like, oh, yeah, it's the only reason why yous are doing that is because yous have got options. It's like,
yeah, well,
not us Argos.
Like Jay Bellis.
Yeah.
You got no options anymore.
Yeah, not anymore, poor cunt.
I'll feel you. And there's an open micer here that he was in, like, what do you call it, a situationship?
Yeah.
He's not in a relationship. Yeah. He's just fucking this chick. And she's had a kid. Oh, no, you were here for the open mic. You probably heard his set. He was, like, going on a rampage about how she's keeping
She'd already had one abortion.
Yeah, but she's keeping the kid.
Yeah, she's keeping the second one.
Yeah.
She's like, there's only so many you can have.
Yeah, your options are running out there.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
Yeah, he was not happy.
No, it was very funny. I came in and he was like, have you ever had a pregnancy scare, Ethan? And I was like, no, I'm a dude. I can't get pregnant. What the fuck are you talking about? He's like, oh, I'm having a kid. And I'm just like, I'm sorry to hear that, mate. He's like, you're the first person that's said, I'm sorry. Everyone else has said, congratulations. And I'm like, well,
We know you.
I can see your face.
Yeah.
Right now, and it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
He's just fucking...
He's a shit fight. Like, he turns up to every open mic late. He's like texting and driving on the way to the thing. I'm coming. Yeah. Like, and everyone's like, yeah.
Fucking nightmare.
Cool, man. Yeah. And then he's the one having a kid.
Yep.
Yeah. It's fucking... crazy, man.
That's how the world works.
Yeah.
Fucking, there's people that, like, want to get pregnant who are, like, doctors and lawyers and shit.
Can't.
And they can't have kids. And then this fucking open micer has accidentally knocked some chick up.
That poor girl, too, because if that kid gets his head,
oh, yeah.
Game over. That's a C-section. For sure.
Oh, because of his big fat head.
Yeah, he's got a fucking giant balloon head.
Yes, he does. Love you, Jay.
He doesn't listen to this.
He probably does.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Right in.
Yeah.
If you listen to this episode, Jay, you can come on the next podcast. How about that?
How about that?
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, we'll bump Ronan. We'll bring Jay on. Look at me. I've got fucking a guest booked 2 weeks in advance.
You're fucking doing well, mate.
Crazy. Considering we didn't have one last week.
Yeah. So, yeah, Angus, you working on anything? Any new stuff in the pipe?
I kind of had this old joke about COVID, how we never got to the bottom of it. And apparently, like, some dude ate, like, a raw bat.
Yeah.
And I wanted to sort of, like, I don't know, imagine it that, like, one of the boys is like, you won't eat that raw bat. And then he's eating it, and then...
Started a global pandemic. Yeah.
He felt a bit sick.
Oh, man. Yeah. That reminds me of that no holds barred joke I did.
What
at
was
the
it?
Lab.
I wasn't at the last one.
I'll tell it. Fuck it.
Yeah, tell it.
Basically, in China, I read this news story that there was like these people living in an apartment complex and this guy had a Labrador. The Labrador got sick. His neighbors came over and they're like, oh, sorry to hear about your dog. The dog ended up dying. And then his neighbors came back again and they're like, oh, so sorry. Like, let's help you bury your dog. So they go and bury the dog. And then, like, a few days later, his neighbors went and dug it up, cooked it, and fucking ate it.
Oh.
Turns out they poisoned the dog to kill it so that they could fucking eat it. Oh. This is a legit fucking story too. Crazy. Crazy shit going on in
next
China.
Next level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, like how dumb do you have to be to eat the dog that you poisoned?
It's so they poisoned nuts. Themselves?
Yeah, so they poisoned themselves. They all ended up in hospital and that's how the guy that owned the dog figured out that they poisoned the dog.
Ah. Oh.
So the punchline is maybe COVID did come from a Chinese lab.
Yeah, okay, that's funny. That's good. Yeah,
I didn't do it very well then, but yeah,
yeah,
I had it all like written out. Fucking
yeah. That is a funny story,
and it was like, holy shit, on the fucking no holds barred show. Oh, holy fuck, got a laugh.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, okay,
yeah,
you fuckers are keen.
I got to talk to James. I got to do one more of those.
Yeah,
I can't let. We doing this show, no holds barred. It's basically anything goes comedy.
As long as it's
like,
funny.
As long as it's funny. It's like, basically, yeah, if you've got a joke and it's fucking horrendous, but it's funny, do it. And it's literally, you can do anything you want on stage. It doesn't matter. But if you bomb, you will get obliterated.
Yeah. But they're very good crowds. Like, they come in knowing that it's going to be that. Yeah. So they're very forgiving.
Yeah.
And they're kind of like fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Those type of people.
Yeah. So the first show I didn't do, I just booked acts for, because I wasn't sure how it was going to sell. And I wanted to... It was more of a fuck you to Ronan, because Ronan was like, you didn't book me for it. And he was like, you're not fucking looking after your mate, sort of thing. Like, making... He wasn't actually saying that, but sort of making out like that. I was like, fuck you, cunt. I didn't even book myself. So eat a dick. And he's like, oh. Just not booking myself out of spite.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the second one apparently just didn't... I fucking had a family thing. So it was like a crisis. I didn't end up going. I was supposed to host. And the second show didn't go very well. So I...
All right, we do number three.
We do number
Headliner,
three.
Sean Smith. We get Sean in.
Yep.
It's going to fucking go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll...
Because she's here soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she would be perfect.
Do you know Sean?
Yeah.
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 She's good.
Like, that type of fucked material would be like what we want.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so probably look at booking. And we're also hopefully starting up a paid regulars night as well. So to take some of the pressure off the open mic to get newcomers rolling through, we're starting like a new material night for paid regulars.
Mm.
The paid regulars have to come up and do 100% new material. Can't do anything else. And if you don't write a new set... They've got the bucket of shame, where it's just going to be like you pick a fucking topic out of the bucket and it's just going to be something fucking horrendous.
You got to talk about it.
And you've got to talk about it. Yeah, so.
Good.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it'd be like, coat hanger abortions.
And yeah.
Fucking. Or like, this is the most heinous shit I can think of is what's going in that bucket. So the comedians are like, well, I could not write, and maybe I pull something from the bucket that's gold, and I'll find
something. I'm sure some people won't. Like, Adam would just be like, I'm just doing the bucket.
Yeah.
The bucket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, old 20 questions, Adam.
Uh-huh.
Can't wait to have him on next week.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Well, let's fucking wrap this shit up.
Yeah. Got any shows to plug or anything like that?
No, not really. I'm sort of just working on the big deal, like big show, and just, chipping away at that. So you're
trying to do like an hour?
Yeah.
Building up for like a fringe thing or festivals?
Try and work up to Adelaide Fringe next year.
Oh, sick. Do you do like good chat, sit down, that sort of stuff? Or
I haven't been doing too many gigs. I've only just like got my license back to be able to drive again.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So now I'm doing more gigs, just open mics pretty much, just try and build it up.
Yeah.
Like anything. Any sort of like paid gigs or any good gigs, I'll do the good stuff.
Fucking hell. You got a solid fucking, 10? 7 to 10? I've seen you do 7. I saw some new shit.
Last night you didn't
do Tuesday. You did some other stuff on Friday. It was a bit different, I think.
Yeah. Added a couple of things.
Yeah.
No,
definitely got a solid set, man, that you could go around with and do shows.
Yeah, I'll probably... The stuff I had before I became deaf, I'll use that as well. I want to jump in between jokes. I think, it doesn't all have to be... Yeah.
Yeah.
It can do anything.
It is such a good, like, that whole angle, though, is perfect.
Mm.
Like, you can... If you clip it as well, put it up online, I think it'd do well online.
Oh, yeah, because it resonates with, like, a large community, like, straight away. Like, deaf people. I suppose it kind of sucks to sell a show to that for, like, an hour.
Yeah, selling a show to deaf people would be challenging.
For comedy.
Yeah.
Unless you have someone on stage that can do, like, sign language.
Yeah, I'd love to learn Auslan, like, and be fluent in it.
That'd be cool.
Be able to...
That would be sick if you were, like, doing comedy and doing, like, the Auslan, like,
trying
at the same
to do both.
Time.
It's a full language. Like, I've only just started, and there's a lot to get on top of.
Yeah.
Some takes some people like 10 years to get fluent. So, yeah. Like, I've been having a tutor come in for, like, 8 months. And so, but I just know so little still. Like, yeah. It's hard. But it's awesome. It's good fun.
Yeah.
And the deaf community is, like, so inclusive. Such a lovely community.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen deaf people arguing in sign language? It's wild. Wild. There's videos of them like arguing, and it's like it should be a full screaming match, but it's not because they're just signing. Gestures. It's all like hand gestures.
Two Italian people
and just like the occasional grunt. Yeah. It's like fuck, dude. Yeah, yeah. So I think that's a great idea, man. That is an awesome show. I'd definitely come along to that. Got any socials you want to plug or anything like that?
Angus_McLeod99. I don't really post anything at the moment. I'm just building up to it, just sort of figuring out what I want to post, what I like. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I love doing the live stuff. Live stuff's the best.
It's way easier. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's better setting. 2 hours fucking editing a 30-second clip. You're like, oh, fuck, that was so much work for a Zoom. Some music.
Yeah.
You can check us out at You're Joking on Facebook, as well as Old Mate Bentley on Instagram, Mitch Coyne Comedian on Instagram. I'm starting to get tagged in all of the posts we do for this now, so I've started, like, checking my Instagram. And
good.
You'll be able to see those reels. Check us out. Check out Steve's fucking clip.
Check out at Steve Lurch fan page.
Dude.
What a fucking menace.
Incredible.
Incredible. I can't believe that nearly got 30,000 views.
Dude. And a lot of really inclusive comments for Steve and his disability.
Yeah, people tearing off on him.
Yeah. What in the three brain cells is this? All right, that's the pod. Thanks for coming on, Angus.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers, man. Bye.